What are the first three words that pop into your head when describing your relationship with your parents?
Severed, emotional, and stressful.
Integrity, loving, fun.
Strict, arrogant, and liar.
Bright, caring, and loving.
Hey, you guys, you're listening to In the Cut with Kyra. In this episode, I will be exploring people's relationships with their parents, whether they're 5, 45, 8, or 18. I'm about to leave the house and join the military, and I'm just now starting to figure out how much of a positive impact my parents have on my life. What I'm wondering is, why is this so hard for adolescents such as myself to realize? All right, so to help me find the answer to my question, I decided to interview two different students from Centennial High School. Both of them are living in single-parent homes. So I chose to focus on these two situations because so many people nowadays are living in single-family homes, and it does create a strain on the relationship between your parents and the child. But with that being said, even though they are put in the same situations, the outlook of the situations are completely different. The first person you'll be hearing from is Kari Woods. We'll hear his story about his relationship with his mother and father and how it has created him to be the man that he is today. What is your relationship with both of your parents as of right now?
My relationship with my mother is very strong, you know. She's been there through every step of the way from childhood to now as a high school young adult. My father, he was very influential in the early age, but now, you know, with him and my mother divorcing sophomore year, things have been very rocky between us. We don't have the closest bond anymore.
So you guys' relationship has changed?
Yes, it has. He was very, like, you know, everyone has a superhero. And my father used to be, honestly, my favorite parent. I know you're not supposed to have favorites, but, like, I felt like when we did family activities, it was always my mother and my brother and me and my father. But, like, you know, no, we do not have the same relationship. The respect level was still there, but, like, it's different. It's not the same.
I understand. So do you feel like it is important to have a good standing relationship with your father?
Yeah, honestly, because, you know, I'm going to be a father one day, and I want to reflect on how I acted towards my father. I want my kids to act that way towards me. And the way I act towards my father, I will help my kids not act that way towards me.
All right, so now we're going to hear from Tasiri. Now I asked the same set of questions to Tasiri as I did with Kari, but I want you guys to focus on her answers and how they differ from Kari's. So, what is your relationship with both of your parents as of right now?
Right now, with my mom, it's kind of rocky because I'm going to graduate soon and she's very attached to me. With my dad, it's also hard because he lives in California, so the time difference is kind of weird. And we're kind of like falling apart because of the distance.
So, has you guys' relationship changed over the years? And if so, like how?
Yes, it's changed over the years because since my dad lives so far away, I can't really have that connection that I want with him. And then with my mom, it's changed because, things have happened in the past between me and my mom that's made our trust go downwards.
So, with all that being said, do you feel like it is important and that it matters if you have a good standing relationship with your parents?
I feel like it is important that you have a good relationship with your parents because parents are there to support you, and sometimes teenagers need that support from their parents in their corner.
Now that you guys have heard both interviews, I just want you to take a second to think. Think about your personal relationship with both of your parents. Think about how this has changed over the years, and also think about how it has affected you positively or negatively. Personally, I have an attitude issue. I get very mad all the time over little things, And this is the same thing that happens with me and my parents. They tell me to do something, I'm mad. They say I can't do something, I'm mad. They ask me what I'm doing, where I'm going, who I'm with, I get mad. I feel like I should have more freedom. And I feel like that's what most kids think and feel as well. But my question is why? Why are children my age so rebellious? Why do we always think that we're right and our parents don't know anything? And why is it so hard for us to have a good standing relationship with our parents, knowing we're going to need them in the long run because they've been through half of the things that we've been through?
I honestly feel like it's difficult because parents are more like less understanding with you, especially because they think that like everything is your fault and that you're just like in your rebellious years. But in all honesty, sometimes they just don't really understand you.
Now I know if I would have asked half of y'all the same exact question, you guys would have told me the same exact thing. But let's just think. What if our parents aren't always the bad guys? What if they actually do have our best interests at heart? What if they are only doing things to look out for us? Let's see what that actually would look like.
I think people kind of fall short when they say hard. It's not necessarily hard, it's whether you want to or not, because a lot of kids, you know, they start to gain this responsibility as far as, or not even gaining responsibility, they have the privilege of getting a job and doing extracurricular activities. And with that, you know, there's a lot of responsibilities with that because some folks are, you know, they keep up with their grades, they're making money. And you think of all this and you think of a kid's mindset, they're thinking like, wow, I have all this, I'm doing all that. Why do I have to listen to you? I'm doing this on my own. I don't need your help. I don't need this. And that's what we kind of fall short at, because we don't understand, one, our parents have already been in that stage in their life, and two, they have more, you know, there's more to just working a job and going to school and playing that sport and keeping money in your pockets. You know, we're running a household, there's a lot of more responsibility as far as bills and groceries and laundry, things like that that we don't even consider. So as far as, you know, with that being said, people may feel that way just because they get a little taste of responsibility or just a little bit of, you know, money, and they think, well, I'm doing this and doing that. Why should I listen to you? But really, honestly, it's the best advice you can give your kids to listen, because, you know, when you get older, things like that is going to definitely change. And then, as your parents try to gradually show you the way, you kind of get cocky. And sometimes people overdo themselves.
Now, just take a minute to reflect on those words that you heard from Kari. Whether you would like to admit it or not, do you feel like those were more accurate? Because I know for myself, that's exactly how it is. You're going to fuss and fight and argue with your parents. That's just what happens. You're a teenager. You're growing up. You get more rebellious. You feel like you're right all the time and they're always wrong. You're going to feel like at times, oh, I wish they weren't my parents, and oh, they hate me, and oh, they never let me do what I want to do. But at the end of the day, they're only looking out for you. That's one thing that even myself, I have to realize, and all of us do. We have to realize that they are our parents and their job is not easy. Just think, what if you had to raise yourself? If you had to put up with everything that you put your parents through? And we don't make it any easier on them with getting mad all the time when they want to know where we're at and who we're with. I'm not one myself, but I know that being a parent is not easy. It takes way more than we think to do the things that they do every day, to get up and go to work and cook and clean and make sure that we have a shelter over our heads and the cable bills and the phone bills are getting paid and that we have food to put on our stomachs, education, we play sports, extracurricular activities, we want to go out with our friends, we want to go to the movies. The moral of the story is we're still children and we're still growing and we're still learning. Take this as a stepping stone in life. Take it and enjoy every moment of it and seep every ounce of information that you can out of your parents. Because when you get older, you're going to sit there and think, wow, my parents were right. Or wow, I should have listened to my parents. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have stayed out late. Wow, look at my kids. They're acting just like me, and my mother and my father told me what to do. But I thought I was too grown to listen to it. But that's not the case. You're not the adult in the situation, so stop acting like it. You're the child, so start learning from it. And in the long run, life will be so much easier, I can guarantee. So, with all of that being said, next time you decide that you want to catch a little attitude, just think, this is bettering me, and this is what their job is, and appreciate it rather than dwell on it and get mad about it. Thanks again for listening to In the Cut with Kyra.